And so it is, dear friends in Chambra, that we gather together again for our time of healing, our time of sharing, our time of taking a break for a moment from your rather hectic schedule of going from the old energy into the new. We stretch this music out a bit on this day from a dimensional standpoint because, oh, this is a time when we can truly speak to you, when we can truly come flowing in. For so many of you, what you sought today, the comfort, the new balance in your body and mind, a shift that was difficult to move through. So much of this work we just did while the singing took place, while you were opening your hearts, while you weren't in your mind, while you opened the gateways for us to come flooding in. You gave this gift to yourself. So much can be done with sound. We know there are Chambra listening right now who are working with this as a type of therapy, as a type of aid and comforter for those who are having difficulties and out of balance. There are certain frequencies that are so conducive to helping bring back balance. This is not a new thought at all. Scientists have discovered long ago that sound has such a dramatic impact on life force energy, and it can have in your own life. The beautiful music you just heard, in a sense you could say, was channeled, but more than anything, the composer and the singer were allowing all the flow of appropriate energies to come out through them, and then, yes indeed, they were the creative artists who expressed this through their voice, through the instruments, but they allowed the flow to come out. Contained within this recording are tremendous rebalancing energies. Dear Chambra, there's so many new types of modalities, so many new sources for all of you to do your work. Look beyond what is obvious. Look beyond the courses that are already developed. There are things for you. Play with sounds and colors. Play with all the energies that come in to you from an interdimensional standpoint right now. These are all available. While the music was playing, it also allowed you to be so much in the now, here with family in this room, family who are connecting through your internet. It allowed you to be in the moment, to breathe safely and deeply. And while you did that, you changed the very vibration of who you are. You see, you are like a energetic force that attracts everything to you and also gives back. There is a completion of the circle in your energy, and we will talk about that today. But what happens when you allow yourself to be relaxed and in the moment and here with such wonderful energies? Then what happens is a phenomenal dynamic that allows everything appropriate to come into your life. We've stated this over and over again. We know for so many of you it is a difficult concept, but it will come to you. It does come to you. Release the expectations of what you thought should be in your life. Open your heart and feel all of the potential. It comes to you. While you were sitting here, while we were flooding in during the music, your vibration changed. Not just your personal vibration, but the vibration of Chambra and therefore, to a degree, the vibration of humanity. But you changed. You opened some new doorways to allow things to come into your life, to be there. Things of fulfillment, things that will give you true understanding, a new type of peace, a flow of creativity, and truly all of the creator potential. Dear friends, you are learning a whole new way of living. You are learning to be in the new energy, where indeed it does come to you. Where indeed you can be in an expanded moment to have all of who you've ever been, all things come back to you, but a new, a different, and appropriate way. You are learning that you do not need to plan all of these details of your life. You do not need to plan out what will happen in a month or 6 years. It simply comes to you. We know this is a challenge. We know you question it so deeply, but this is the way of the new energy. So you understand that you all learned so well how to plan everything. You became masters at it. Now that you understand fully all the planning and organizing and living on the old linear path, now you can leave it. It is much like the grand master artists who learned all of the techniques, everything they needed to learn in order to become a master. But once they became a master of the old painting techniques, then they shed the title of master. And they began exploring whole new ways of creation on canvas. The great masters, they knew the technique well. And by learning the process so well, then they could be released from it and go off and explore new types of expression that went against everything of their time. You are like that also, Chandra. You learned how to plan and organize, how to balance your checkbooks, how to do all of these human things. You learned it quite well. You're not throwing it out or rejecting how to live on the linear path. You simply transcended it. You simply mastered it. Yes, indeed, you did. As well as any could. And then it was time to put down those techniques and go off to explore. And that is what you are doing now. Little by little, but sure enough, you are learning to allow it to come into your life and then to dance with it. And you are learning that in all of your planning and plotting and organizing, you could never have done it this grandly as to just let it come to you, just to be the creator in your moment and in your now. What will happen when you stop all of the planning, all of the plotting? There are millions and millions of other humans who will pick it up for you. They are still learning. They love to do it. They live by it. Oh yes, you still may have to go through some of the motions because of the type of work environments you are in. But you will know they are just motions. You will know, like the old master painter who has a stroke or a motion that he is repeating from the old, but he knows what it is. He knows it is just to stay in touch with that energy. That master artist knew that he truly transcended it. That is where you are at, Chandra. That's where you are at. You're getting off the old linear. We know there are so many here now who are beginning to experience what it is like just to have it come to you. Just to be in a place of such openness and trust and grace that you can just allow everything to flow into your life. Everything. This is a major shift. We will continue talking about it. We want you to continue to work with it over and over. When you find yourself stuck and frustrated, when you find yourself on a dead-end street, understand that you were working in the old. Now, just let everything come to you. We know some of you have shook your heads and said, Tobias, it could not possibly be that simple. If you do not want it to be, then it won't. But we do know from all of the work that we do with you, with Shambra all over the world, it can be that simple. It can be that fulfilling. So, dear Shambra, we have a wonderful guest with us here today. A guest who you know quite well. You know the energy so well. And this guest, like you, is going through a change and release process. The guest is one who has supported life on this planet Earth. One who has held such a tremendous energy. Dear friends, our guest today is the energy of Gaia who comes in. Gaia, Mother Earth, as some of you call her, is an angel. It is a singular angelic energy. This angel Gaia has been so responsible for maintaining a flow of life force energy on Earth. She came here when the earliest of the angels came to visit Earth, to seed Earth with the new energies that would eventually bring life to this rock. Gaia went through so much preparation prior to coming here. She has a seat of honor in the Order of the Ark, and she has left that seat vacant for so very long while she has come to Earth to help balance and nurture an energy. She is the energy of the goddess of birth and of life. She placed her energy deep into the earth, into all of the energies surrounding the earth. She came here long before so many of you ever got here. And she said, I will be here to love and to nurture all who come to experience this grand place called Earth. I will be the giver of life, and I will be the taker of life. I will help hold all of the energies in an appropriate balance. So Gaia comes in today to be with you. Gaia comes in to share her energies and also to share the transition she is going through. You could say, in a sense, that Gaia is experiencing a type of energy flu right now. So much like what you have gone through, where there is such a drastic change in the old systems, in the ley lines, in the grids, in the patterns, and all the energy flows of Earth, it is causing somewhat, how to say, of a hardship on the angel Gaia. But you know what, dear friends? She is celebrating this. She is celebrating the change within her own system. She honors the process. She asks you not to feel sorry for her. She has not felt sorry for you when you were sick. She understands it is just part of the process. Gaia created many kingdoms on Earth, all part of her way of supporting and maintaining a balance of energy. She created the plant kingdom, the trees, the plants, the flowers. So much of the plant kingdom, a way for her to express her joy for your coming to Earth, to express her love and her feeling of beauty for you being here, playing in her garden. And within the plant kingdom was held a very particular energy, an energy that would provide nourishment through the foods, through the leaves, an energy that would provide a way for you to have shelter and heat through the fire, through the trees. All of this, the gift that she and the plant kingdom were continually renewing and recycling over and over to help sustain you here on earth in physical body. Gaia held the energy and helped to create the animal kingdom. The dear animal kingdom, the ones who would again provide you with nourishment and a way for warmth. Some of you have felt that it was not an honor to eat the flesh of an animal. We honor you for your choice, but for those who do partake in this, understand that these animals give of themselves to help you, a human angel, maintain your body here on earth. But what you will find out now, Chandra, the energies of the animal kingdom are changing. They no longer have to support you in the way that they did before. They too, in a sense, are leaving. Now you will still see chipmunks, deers, a grizzly here or there, plenty of cows, all sorts of other animals. But the vibration is now changing. You may not be attracted so much to the flesh and the meat as you were in the past. It is not a religious thing. It is not a rule. And we do not want anyone here to claim that Tobias is making a new rule about meat. We are saying your vibration is changing. And so is the vibration of the animal kingdom. So you may not find yourself inclined to eat this type of thing. Listen to your body, it will tell you. Gaia also helped to create the human kingdom. The kingdom that you are in, the human biology and body, and she helps to sustain this, to help nourish it. She gives you energy. Place your consciousness for a moment in your feet. Breathe into your feet. Ah, Gaia loves your feet. She helps you to stay grounded. In the early days, the angels were not grounded at all. Gaia had to work very hard to help pull the energy into the feet, into the earth. She gives you life force energy from earth. You receive from below as you receive from above. She's been such a supporter for you in this way. She gives back energy to you just like she is doing through your toes right now. Giving you life force energy, helping to release the old energy that no longer serves you and bringing in a fresh supply over and over again. The human kingdom is changing on earth. The vibration is changing. You feel it every day. All of these things are changing. And one more kingdom, the aquatic kingdom, as we talked about recently, in the place of the water and the rocks, what you would call Perumph. You came here and placed your energy with Gaia in the water. And Gaia supported you when you first came here. And you were not in the harsh type of biology that you are in now. But you allowed your energies, your angel energies, to swim in the oceans. Then to meld with the dolphins and the whales. They are in the Bible. In the first pages. And you will see yourself. And spirit, you created the whales that swam in the oceans, that got used to being in this type of reality. The aquatic kingdom is changing also. All of this, dear friends, is part of a process of transformation and of new responsibility, responsibility that you are beginning to take. You see, Gaia has held so much of the energies, so much of the balance for you. She was continually helping to birth you over and over again. And now so much of her role as expressed through the plant kingdom, as expressed through the animal kingdom and the aquatic kingdom, are changing. She is, in a sense, handing over to you the responsibility for the rejuvenation of energies. There are many, many, many changes going on right now, Shambhra. You wonder sometimes why you feel out of sorts. We know you come here to help get back in sorts. That is because Gaia is releasing now. She has been here for eons of time. She too will be going home soon. Hard to think of Earth without Gaia. But she wants you to begin accepting the energies of biological rejuvenation. The energies of transforming and rebalancing the body over and over again. She will not leave in one fell swoop, whatever that means. Like the group did last week. Oh, they were waiting, the Anasazi. They had been holding such an energy, waiting for Shambhra to come, waiting for Shambhra to step up. They'd been holding it for thousands of years. They were waiting for the gathering last week, and they rejoiced. They rejoiced. They rejoiced and sang and danced. They were thankful for the time that they had here, but they knew it was time to hand off to Shambhra. It was time for you to take on the energies of reflection that they held for so long. Gaia will not leave in a giant windstorm like that. But she is shifting her energies now. She is changing. Therefore, you will find the plant and animal and aquatic kingdoms changing. Some of you, we know, at times get angry. You wonder why certain things are being done upon the earth. But try to look at it from behind the short wall. Understand sometimes on what you think is a careless act of human clumsiness that potentially harms the environment is part of the change. They're just unconsciously participating in a process of releasing. You know, dear friends, Gaia is so immensely powerful. She can heal herself. Thank you. You do not need to save her. You only need to save yourself. She can heal quite well. Her difficulty is she is so powerful. At times she has to, moderate her energies so not to blow you off the planet. She is working on that. She loves expressing. But we and you have asked her to express where it does not affect so many human lives. She is changing in response to your changing consciousness. Slowly withdrawing her energy, slowly going back to the order of the arc, so you can take those energies within yourself. And as you do, you will come to a whole new type of understanding. I'm going to ask you to feel here in just a moment of how rejuvenation of biology truly happens, how the cleansing and releasing truly happens. I ask you to feel this capability within her now for a moment, the ability to clear and to renew, to birth over and over again, where no energy is ever truly dead. It just cleansed. You see, you will be taking in these energies. You will be the ones who are providing the life force energy and the balance that goes with it. Breathe in here for a moment and feel The energies of Gaia. She is truly the goddess. You ask how long it will be? We do not know. Years and years of time. From your linear timeline, these things take quite a while. But she's starting the process now. You see, ever since the Crimson Council began talking with you, there has been a departure of the old energies. It started with the departure of your guides. They had done their job. They had served you. And then with the greatest amount of love, they asked you to take responsibility for your own divine energies. There have been many groups leaving lately, going back to the other side. So many of you know individuals. Ah, dear one who was coming here to visit. Do not feel sorry for her either. It was no accident. She carefully created this. She came from across the waters. She came thinking in the old human mind that she was coming here to be with us. In a sense, dear one is here. She is here, but she knew it was her time also. She knew that she could perform a valuable service for all of you by going back to our side, by being with us. She sits here today with us in the second circle, honoring you. There was no pain, indeed, you should know. She left, actually, before the accident happened. That is why it seems like an accident happened. Because she had already departed her physical body. What a wonderful way that all of you have for setting these things up. So, dear friends, Gaia is shifting and changing and handing over the responsibility to you. And yes, indeed, some of you hear the voice behind the voice right now, the voice of Metatron, saying, are you ready to hold the responsibility of human life force energy and balancing that Gaia has held for so very long? Are you ready to bring in some of the energies from the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom and the aquatic kingdom who held an energy of rejuvenation, of healing, of energies? So, Gaia is so honored to be here with you. She's a very lovely and a very large lady. So honored to be with this group, and she understands. While the music was playing today, she also came in with all of her beauty to give you a taste of what it's like to rejuvenate yourself, to help encourage you through this process. Take another deep breath, dear friends, and feel the energies of Gaia. We will keep you up to date on her departure. So much is happening now, preparing for what you call the quantum leap, what we are calling the shift into new energy. This time that we predict to occur sometime in the year 2007, perhaps a bit before, a bit later, somewhere in there, a major change in the consciousness of humans. It is coming. You will see things speeding up, changing all around you, and remember all of this time. Remember, Chambra, it's not about you. It's the world, literally. And the people upon it and all the angels surrounding it who are getting ready for a major change. There will be humans who leave quickly, animals who leave quickly. Love them when they do. If you hold on to them, it makes their journey back to our side so difficult. Honor them for holding an energy for you for so very long. So, it will continue to speed up. Dear friends, now let us gather together the energies of Shambhra, of all of you, all the ones who are sitting beside you, who have left their physical bodies but continue to be such an important part of our work. Let us gather together the energies of Gaia for our shout on this day. For we are indeed one voice. We are many voices. We are family. We are on a journey together. We are in a moment here of sharing and of loving and of nurturing. Let us talk today about the four paradigms of the new energy. We'll have more later, but today just four. Dear friends, we've talked before about mass consciousness several weeks ago in a place called Independence, indeed deliberately selected for that, but selected by the humans, not by us. In a place called Independence, we talked about mass consciousness, and we asked the small group who was there, in a sense, yes, for the one who just asked, it was quite a hand-selected group. We asked this group of Shambhra, are you ready to release your grip on mass consciousness? We thought we knew the answer, but we had to ask the question. So now, we come to this group, to all of Shambhra today, and to all who will cross this path on their journey. To all of you, we ask, are you ready? Do you choose to leave mass consciousness? Do you choose to leave mass consciousness? Consciousness is simply awareness. Awareness. Awareness can be a very personal thing. It can be personal awareness where you are aware of yourself, what is going on within you. That is personal consciousness or awareness. There is group consciousness as well. We've talked before about groups who have traveled together long before they ever came to Earth, even traveled together here on Earth. You and your biological family are almost certainly part of your own group consciousness. You have been together before, came back together in this lifetime. There are religious groups. We have talked about some of these. The ones that you would call the Mormons have a group energy, a group consciousness. The Jews, indeed, have a group consciousness. There are many different types of group consciousness. It's an awareness. It is an attraction where you continue to work together over and over again, lifetime after lifetime. Then there is mass consciousness or human consciousness. You see, you all share a type of journey together. Every human who is alive here on Earth right now and any who have ever had a human journey or human lifetime, you are part of mass consciousness. It is a collective consciousness. It can be tapped into at any time. You wonder why sometimes there is a new invention and it is invented by 3, 4, 5 scientists, inventors, all at the same general time. It is no coincidence. They are all tying into a mass consciousness. When mass consciousness reaches a certain level, then things can be invented through the creative process. When the vibration of humanity reaches a certain point, that provides a type of energy where the corresponding inventions can be brought into reality. Thomas Edison, who we've spoken about before, he would call himself Shambhra as well. There were others working on the same general types of things at the same time. He was simply tapping into mass consciousness. Mass consciousness can be a wonderful thing, but it can also hold you back. So many of you have been going through frustrations lately. wanting to know why things didn't happen faster, wanting to know why you felt like you were trying to break through, but it was almost like a type of rubber membrane where you couldn't break through. Every time you pushed against it, it bounced you back. You felt that you were so close to insights and awarenesses and new understandings of yourself, but you couldn't quite get there, couldn't quite get through the veil. Dear friends, for the most part, that was the effects of mass consciousness. You see, you are part of it. It's like a giant ball, and you are part of it. You are in there. And in a sense, yes, it has held you back. It served you well, but now you are ready to go at a speed faster than mass consciousness. You are at the point now where you can release that grip. So you ask, why would I stay in mass consciousness? Part of it is because it's comfortable. You know it very well. You have been in it and a part of it in every one of your lifetimes here on earth. To walk outside of a place of comfort, a zone of comfort, can be somewhat disconcerting, somewhat frightening. So many of you have deliberately stayed in mass consciousness because it was comfortable. You knew it well. Some of you have stayed in mass consciousness because of your loved ones, your family, your friends, wondering what will happen to the relationship if you let go of your grip of human consciousness. Would you also be letting go of them? Some of them rely on you so dearly, so heavily. They rely on you, in a sense, like you rely on Gaia, for support and nurturing and rejuvenation. At the deeper levels, you felt if you let go of mass consciousness, you would also let go of that relationship. And you are right, you do let go of it. If it is appropriate, it will come back to you. But you have to be ready to truly let go. Let them go. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. Some of you have stayed in mass consciousness simply because of fear. You are afraid to let go of the old. You are afraid of what might be outside of human consciousness. Some of you have deliberately stayed in mass consciousness so that you can be more empathetic healers and facilitators. You felt that if you let go, that you would also release that link that helped you to understand that client or patient of yours, that helped keep you at the same level. If you let go of mass consciousness, you would go to a different place, and then who would be there to help them to heal? Some of you have stayed in mass consciousness because you didn't know that you could leave. So today, dear friends, today, in the first paradigm of new energy, we say that mass consciousness is an agreement that has served its time with you. Mass consciousness is an agreement. You see, you all agreed to it. The angels, Gaia, the plant forms, animal kingdom, you've all agreed to it. But it no longer serves you if you choose. So to Gaia all across the world, to Shambra who are sitting here, Shambra who are listening in, and to all who will come to this place on their path, we ask you, do you choose to release mass consciousness? Do you choose to let go of the grip that you have had? A grip on the general vibration. Oh, you ask us, you bargain with us now. You say, so what if I let go? What will I get? You'll get a big surprise. It'll be like a spiritual Cracker Jack. What if I let go to mass consciousness? How will my life be better? What will change? Who can I let go out of my life? Who can I stay with? Dear friends, we cannot give you these answers. We know this is frustrating at times, but you know, you already know within you. You feel it. You're just trying to analyze it. So feel it deeper. There's no right or wrong answer here. You can stay. You can go. But, dear friends, you can't kind of go and kind of stay. When you let go, you let go. What happens after that? Something you've created. Now, we do want to throw in one subject here. One thing of interest. It is a strange day. Very strange day here. Energies are but a bit out of whack if you didn't feel that already. Things are kind of going awry in a way. Not following such a smooth flow. If you allow yourself to feel that. It is a wonderful day, but there is an energy from the outside that is coming in here, being deliberately, focused on here, because they do understand what is going on. They knew before you ever came in the door here what was taking place. You could say there are, forces on our side of the veil that do not want to see this happen. We ask you to feel why they don't want it to happen. What they have to lose in this whole process. And they are working with forces on earth who do not want this to happen. And they are deliberately projecting energies at every one of you today. No reason to be frightened or scared. And they are indeed listening to what is going on here today. And they are intensifying right now. And they think that they can direct power at you while we are sitting here talking. They think that they can frighten you. And they are trying very hard. And they did not learn yet that power is an illusion. So, dear Chambra, it goes right through you. It goes right through. And is making them very frustrated. And what you are feeling is not your own imbalanced energies, but rather theirs. They cannot use these energies to manipulate you. They are very frustrated at this moment when we are asking you such a profound question. They are getting all out of sorts. And indeed, even right now, as you let these energies go right through you without any type of paranoia or worrying, you are divine right now. They are rather negative, crude energies are going right through. And they're coming back and affecting their own equipment and their own bodies. See, you're letting it flow right through you. We do not like getting into these large conspiracies, but we did, warn, talk to Calendar before the day ever started. Indeed, there are some, somewhat humorous here, but some strange people directing strange energies at you. It is not about you. They do not want to see the first of any group of humans begin to leave mass consciousness. They have something to lose in this process. A certain amount of control. So, dear friends, we pose the question to you. Do you choose to leave mass consciousness? We're not talking about departing your physical body. You're not going to die. Unless you really want to. We are talking about changing an energetic pattern that has been so embedded in you. Letting go of it. So, you do not have to make up your mind right now. I'll give you another 15 minutes. You can take as long as you like. You do not have to make a decision today, but we do tell you one thing. When you let go, you cannot go back at least in the way you thought you could. When you go back to mass consciousness, it will be totally different. When you tap into the human energies, it will be from a new place. Might be somewhat disconcerting at first. But you'll be released of that veil, of that layer that has been holding you back. You will be like, how to say, the one seagull who breaks away from all the rest, who goes off on its own, who leaves seagull mind, who leaves seagull consciousness. And it's somewhat of a lonely thing at first, but there are so many blessings associated with it. So, dear friends, first paradigm, the new energy, is that the agreement of mass consciousness no longer holds you if you so choose. You can let go. We know many of you are going to struggle with this for days. You're going to get into long debates with yourself and wonder what Tobias is now throwing at you. Just allow yourself to feel what we are talking about. Allow yourself to feel the energies who are trying to intrude on here today. Why they would do this. Why they would be trying to assault you. And understand their energies. Just go right through. Does not need to affect you. So, dear friends, the second paradigm of the new energy on this day is that everything and everyone who came to you in the old energy was unfulfilled. Every person you have ever known prior to your ascension journey who came to you came in unfulfilled energy, and you came to them in unfulfilled energy. Every relationship you had was based in unfulfilled energy. Every pet you ever had was based in unfulfilled energy. Every experience you had in your life was because of unfulfilled energy. And this is a big one. This is a big change. You see, the unfulfilled portions were trying to come together to fulfill each other. The two pieces were trying to make wholeness with each other. Where you had a void, where you had a hole in your life, you would then be attracted to someone else who had the potential to fill that, where you would be complete. It is different in the new energy. And this is one we want you to watch carefully. As you go into your ascension process, you become a fulfilled human angel. You have come full circle, full cycle. You have no more karma. Yes, you have desires to express, to be creative. But you are fulfilled from a soul and spirit level. You have gone through all the lifetimes that you need to go through. You are fulfilled in every way. You are whole and complete. We know you think there is still much that needs to be repaired, but dear friends, we tell you, if you are here, if you are listening to this material, you are fulfilled. A fulfilled soul. Now, you are still existing in a world all around you that is unfulfilled. All the dynamics change now. Everything that happens in your life changes. Everything that came to you in the old energy was unfulfilled energy. Look at it. Review your life or your many lifetimes. You will see how it came to you wanting something and you found yourself wanting something. Even the angels, yes, everything that came to you was unfulfilled energy. That was the way of the old. You were unfulfilled energy, therefore attracted to things that would fill you up. And you were always attracted to unfulfilled energy as well. Very interesting dynamic for how you made your way into old energy. You came to this group called the Crimson Circle because you were unfulfilled. And it came to you because it was unfulfilled. Everything in your life was unfulfilled energy meeting unfulfilled energy. So can you imagine now what happens when you become fulfilled energy? You no longer have to seek to complete yourself. But yet everything around you is seeking to complete. It changes all of your interactions with other humans. It changes the interactions with the angels who you work with. It changes everything as you are sitting here right now, a complete divine being. You had to go through a period here, a very, very difficult change in your life of letting go, releasing, getting sick, losing jobs, losing houses, all of this to clear the way. To clear the way so you could stand firmly in the new energy as a fulfilled being. It changes every dynamic. It changes what comes to you. We tell you over and over, it will come to you. And it comes to you different now because you are whole. There will still be unfulfilled people and events and things coming to you. But the whole dynamic interrelationship changes because you are fulfilled. Remember this. Feel it for a while. Everything that came into your life in the past was unfulfilled energy. You were unfulfilled energy as well, so you all played a game. So feel what happens. When you come full circle, when you are fulfilled, how everything changes. This is a major paradigm of the new energy where we'll be talking about more and more. But it has to do with how you relate to Gaia, how you relate to animals, how you relate to the dolphins. It has to do with how you relate to everything. It changes. It is different than it was before. And the basic element is that you are fulfilled. You have come full circle. Major, major implications in your life. We know it was difficult to get to this point. We know it was difficult to go through everything that you went through. It was part of a process. Paradigm number three for the new energy. Everyone who you have ever interacted with, who you have ever left, will come back into your life. Everyone. They will either come back in this lifetime, another lifetime. They will come back in your dreams. They perhaps will come back. Come back when you are between lifetimes. But, dear friends, we know so many of you cut things out in your life and slam the door. But now, in the new energy, they will all come back to you. The reason is simple. You shared something with them. Whatever it was, an experience, a feeling, you shared your energies as angels. As humans, you might have become angry with them. As humans, they might have died before you. Whatever the reason. But you have become part of them, and they have become part of you. Because we are all one and the same. In so many ways, yet totally independent, but because we are all interrelated, they will find their way back to you. They came to you before because you were unfulfilled and they were also. Now you are fulfilled. They will come back into your life again because you are different. They will come back into your life understanding at the deeper levels that they want what you have. They will come back seeking fulfillment. When they do, you'll know exactly how to work with them. You will know because of the journey you've been on. You will know the words to say and what to do. So many of you have left your jobs or had your jobs leave you only to find yourself working there again later on and scratching your head and saying, Spirit, what is this? What is this all about? You left for a while so that you could complete yourself, so that you could come into your personal fulfillment. Then you went back. You knew it so well, but now you went back to that job as a fulfilled energy, and it changes everything. Relationships that you have had with people, they will come back wanting to know. They will want the fulfillment that you have. It all happens at the subtle levels. They may come back to you demanding that check that you forgot to put in the mail for them. They may come back because of a common friend from the past. They may come back simply because they woke up in the middle of the night having an intense dream about you and just had to pick up the phone and call, even though you hadn't seen them in years. But all of the people and things and even pets and all of these things from the past will come back. That is part of the energy of the new energy. You see, your fulfilled energy draws them back in. Your sharing an experience, being part of them and they part of you, draws them back in. We know many of you are dreading this, but you see, before you were an unfulfilled human being, and it was difficult with them. Now you will be able to see them in a whole new light, with a whole new type of love. So expect them to come back into your life, and don't call us up questioning, Dear Tobias, I thought I let her go. Why is she back in now? Did I not learn my lesson? Did I forget something on the test page that I should have? Do I have to go back and learn again? No, dear friends, you are connected. Even as you leave mass consciousness, now we change that, especially as you leave mass consciousness, you will find yourselves in a whole new way with things from the past. There should be a clue in that for all of you here if you are wondering about this question of leaving mass consciousness. It has to do with unfulfilled versus fulfilled. These are major energy changes in this new energy. And also, number four, the fourth paradigm, we've said it before and we'll say it in a different way. The answers are already there if you let them appear without thought. The answers are already there. They will appear without thought. Many of you struggle, as we said in our last gathering, you wait for the big voices in your head. You wait for these huge signs. You don't trust yourselves. The answer is there. It is quiet. It is subtle. It will be there if you don't give it any thought. You're so busy analyzing, wondering, trying to figure it out. You're trying to figure us out on this side. You're trying to figure spirit out. Trying to figure everything out. The answer appears without thought. It is just there. Now, what happens, dear friends? Let us use the example of talking to your biology. You have an imbalance, you have an ache or a pain, you want to know what you should know about it. So you ask us. We cannot tell you. That's part of our agreement with you. It's up to you to discover. You see, we have an agreement that we're going to help you discover your divinity. So someday, you can help us discover ours. We have an agreement, even though at times it's difficult, but we ask you to go in. So you ask your body a question. You ask your knees what it takes for them to be relieved, to feel well again, to carry you and support you. And then you expect some big voice. You expect a grand sign. Dear friends, the answer is there. It will come through to you. Maybe not in that moment. Maybe a little down the road. And it may be, yes, indeed, something that you discount. You may see a billboard. A billboard that tells you something. Maybe it says, take a deep breath. Down to your knees. And then you discount it, you analyze it, and you say, oh, it's just my crazy mind talking. Dear friends, how many different ways can you try to get through to you? Over and over and over again. You just don't want to listen to you. You want to listen to us. But the real answer is already within you. And it comes, it appears to you without any thought. In other words, don't try to figure it out. Don't analyze it. Ask yourself any question you want, and then let it go. Let it be. Go on doing your normal things. It will come to you. It might come to you in a dream where you wake up. It might come as an enlightenment or a knowingness in a certain moment. It might come to you while you're watching a television program. Don't discount it. Don't say, well, it's just something goofy I saw on TV. You see, what happens is you're going through this whole process of shifting and changing from the old to the new. Sometimes there is a delay in the response. You will get more proficient with it. You will learn to trust your own answers. But sometimes there is a delay. Sometimes your divinity has to wait for the appropriate moment when you are not looking, and then it pops in. If you're always looking and analyzing, it cannot come up. If you're always in anticipation of the answer, then it cannot come through. So it'll wait, and it will wait, and it will wait until the appropriate moment when you don't expect it. You're not trying to analyze it. You're not giving it any thought. And then the answer comes up. The answer is already there. Look the other way so it can come through. Stop trying to figure it out. It is there. You will get much more proficient at this and much more trusting, much more understanding of how the process works. But we wanted to help you to understand what is happening here, that this fourth paradigm of the new energy is that the answers are already there. They will appear without thought. We know so many of you are still relying on us. And when we tell you that you cannot rely on us, that we cannot give you all the answers, you go running off to another channel. Thus, we feel somewhat betrayed. Saying that Tobias talks and talks and talks and talks, but he'll never answer our questions. Dear friends, but we know what happens when you go to the other channeler. They tell you the same thing. It's so good to see some of you back here. We're all trying to tell you the same thing. It is within you. It is about trust. It is about opening up. It is about allowing yourself to go to new levels. It is about getting out of the old energy ways, off the old linear highway. It's about getting into the new. We know it is uncomfortable at times and difficult, but we are working with you, encouraging you on through your process. So, much energy was delivered here today. Much was talked about. From Gaia leaving over a long period of time, thank you. And you accepting the responsibility of life force, rejuvenation, and balancing. We talked about, dear friends, major step for all of you, the releasing of mass consciousness, what it means, why you've held on to it, why now is so appropriate if you do choose to let go. We talked about unfulfilled energies and about how you've truly come full circle. We know it is difficult sometimes to accept that, you say, but if I'm so grand, if I have come full circle, so fulfilled, why do I still have problems with my car, with my house? Dear friends, that's because you were looking at it in an old energy way. Coming full circle means something totally different. It is at a soul level. You are still trying to force things at your old human level. You will find it is so amazingly easy as you operate in your new energy with your divinity, how everything comes to you. You will actually feel guilty of how easy it is while you look around, people all around you still going through their struggles. You will want to try to tell them, it's so easy, let it come to you, but you know that glaring look that you will get from them if you do. Much like the glaring look that you have given us. So, dear friends, we love sharing this time with you. We love helping you to go through your transformation process while we talk away here. It's not about the words we say. It's about what happens in this space. The releasing, the renewing, and the embracing your true divine self. Well, we'll return in just a moment to talk to you a bit more. But for now, go off, celebrate. Celebrate and look in the eyes of the others as you talk to them and allow yourself to feel and to see a fulfilled human being. We love you dearly. We are always with you. And so it is.